Hey, y'all. Welcome to Black Pod Collective, the podcast where we teach podcasters how to podcast. Yeah, you heard that right. We teach aspiring and current podcasters how to start, grow, and sustain their platforms. So let's see what today's host has to share.
Hey, everyone. This is Kia Kelly, branding and marketing consultant for KiaKelly.com and IfYouBranded.com. Excited to be sharing with you all today here on the Black Pod Collective, all about TikTok and Reels. I know that you guys have been hearing all about TikTok and Reels. Some of you guys are like, what are Reels and what's TikTok? But many of you all are like, I've been seeing a lot about it. I've actually even made some of my own videos. And today I want to give you my personal perspective about the two different apps. And so let me just share with you my background with them. And so basically, I've been on video marketing pretty much for the last couple of years. When Periscope came out, is when I jumped onto video marketing. And so I do daily content on a regular basis. But a friend of mine and business coach, Shalene Johnson, was telling me about TikTok 2 years ago. And personally, I couldn't seem to understand how it would benefit my business. I felt like it was just teenagers on this app dancing. I just couldn't get it. And it wasn't until the coronavirus hit the United States of America and we had to quarantine. Now, I'm a Jesus girl. And so I talk to God, hear God tell me to do all types of things. And so during quarantine, as soon as it happened, I felt like I had heard God tell me to jump onto TikTok. And I was like, what does God know about TikTok? But I said, what are you talking about? He said, well, you know, everybody's dealing with fear, potential depression and all that, and you're scared as well, but you carry a lot of joy. I want you to get onto TikTok and I want you to go and give the whole world all that joy that you have to offer. And in return, you're going to receive joy as you give it out. And I was like, okay, I think I'm crazy, but I'll do it. And so I started on the TikTok app. Initially, I was just learning some of the hardcore dances that were happening on the app, trying to figure it all out. And I was having fun. It was bringing me joy. And people kept telling me that I was making them feel happy in a time where things were insane. Well, what ended up happening was I did what's called a duet on TikTok. There was a Caucasian woman who had gone to an all-Black church for the very first time in her life, and she experienced Black church. Now, y'all know what I'm talking about with Black church. And so she came on the TikTok and she imitated I can't remember what the song name was, but she imitated all the ways that Black people shout at Black churches. And she meant well, she wasn't being racist by any means. I watched her video and it was the funniest thing. And so I did what's called a duet, which is side by side of me reacting to her video. I posted this video, and in a matter of a week, we went from 0 followers to 10,000 followers. 10,000 followers. Now, I didn't have 10,000 followers anywhere, let alone on TikTok. So I kept doing a couple more duets, but then I started seeing some of the marketers do videos on TikTok as well, but actually talk about their businesses. And so I decided that it was time for me to stop focusing on the dancing and the entertainment and to come onto the platform and be and produce edutainment type content. What do I mean by that? Where I would entertain people and stop the scroll, but I would educate them on branding, marketing, and all the things. And so now, fast forward, it's been 6 months, and this week, we are going to hit 80,000 followers on TikTok in six short months. That is a lot of followers in 6 months. We also have a ton of people that have migrated from TikTok to Instagram and into my email list, and they're beginning to buy products and services from my business. And so I absolutely love TikTok. And of course, I love Reels. Now, let's talk about Reels. Now, one of the things we know that Facebook and Mark Zuckerberg and them are known for is they are very innovative. They're very creative. No one's going to come up with a concept that Instagram or Facebook isn't going to come over and capture. You know how they do with Snapchat and the whole Instagram stories. And so I felt like that they saw TikTok blowing up and decided, oh, we're going to come and we're going to innovate too. So they launched launched Instagram Reels about not even 2 months yet. They launched it and it has just been going crazy, right? And so people are on Instagram anyway, posting to their feed. They're doing Instagram TVs. They're doing Insta stories and things of that nature. And so now there's a feature called Reels. And so Reels allows you to do up to 30 seconds of content. And they can be funny, it can be you talking and teaching, but what is happening is that Instagram is pushing out the content without you. So even if you don't use hashtags or share it into your story, Reels, Instagram is pushing out your content to a ton of people. In less than 2 months, we've got well over 2.5 million views on our Instagram Reels videos. Now, what is that doing? That's pushing my content out to the people that currently know me, but also to a huge audience of people that do not know that I exist. And every single day, I am watching my Instagram follower numbers drastically increase. Now, it's increasing because of Reels, but it's also increasing because I'm pulling people from TikTok to Reels.
Be a part of the conversation by emailing your questions to hello@blackpodcollective.com.
You can also join the collective by visiting our website, blackpodcollective.com, and selecting membership.
We look forward to welcoming you to the collective.
Now, let's talk about some of the things you guys can be doing. So number one, understand this. That anytime you have a new platform or a new something on social media, the social media company that owns it is going to push out your content. So it's important for you to take advantage of the infancy stages, meaning right now, because they're going to help you build your account if you would just produce the content, right? And so people ask me all the time, well, should they use TikTok first or Reels? Well, if you know how to use TikTok, then Reels is going to be easy, okay? Because for me, I was using TikTok for months before Reels came out. And so TikTok has way more features than Reels does. And so it made it easier for me to create Reels. But if you haven't been on TikTok, then it's going to be easier for you to start on Instagram Reels, right? Now, if you are already a content creator where you create content on your Insta story, then it's the exact same thing, except you take a 15-second clip from your Insta story and you post it into your Reels and just add some captions or some music to it or whatever, if you have the music feature made available to your account. Okay. Now, what would I say? Do I think that people need to use Instagram Reels or TikTok? Honestly, I feel like you should be on both. And here's why. Our goal is to get our podcast into the hands, into the eyeballs and ears in front of millions of people. And the way to do that is to reach them when they're consuming content. And things like Reels and TikTok, people are there to be entertained and you can stop the scroll with your content. So I did an Instagram Reels recently where I was talking about that Instagram Reels is easy. It's so easy, even a 39-year-old can do it. And then the screen flips to me doing the worm on the ground and me doing a spin like I'm about to be a B-boy doing some dancing. I can't do any of it, but it was very funny. It caused a lot of engagement and I got a whole lot more followers as a result of that video. Right. And then I decided to recreate that same reel and put it on TikTok, and it produced a whole storm of things happening on both platforms all at the same time. And so here are some of the questions that people are asking. And I know this is a lot of information, especially if you're new to Reels and if you're new to TikTok, but I want to help you with as much as I can in a short amount of time. So let me answer a few of the questions that have come in and then I will keep going from there. So one of the questions that we got was, how can you repurpose your episode content into a quick reel for promo? Okay, here's how it goes. So if you, let's just say you create an Insta story, you literally take that 15-second clip and you post it to Instagram Reels. But you're also going to use as a feature in the upper right-hand corner that shows little letters, you're going to write some captions on it. But if you already have captions on it from your Insta story, then technically You don't have to do that. You just get to post it, add a description, and then add some hashtags. Now, here's a tip. If you're going to create Instagram Reels, don't post your hashtags in the description. Go ahead and hit post on your video. Once the video is on Reels, as the first a comment, then go ahead and post your hashtags there. Okay. So you can absolutely do that. For your podcast, if you are already turning your podcast audio content into video content, make sure that the video content is appealing, that it's going to make someone stop. It's going to make the stop, the scroll, if they're scrolling through Reels. And then post that. Don't just post anything to Reels. That's not what you want. You want content that is going to cause people to watch, okay? So if you're using your podcast and you're just doing just the sound, that's not going to be the best bang for your buck on Reels. You want to actually do video because people are starting to learn that what is happening on Reels is typically videos, okay? Now, another question that we got was, is TikTok and Reels better than having a YouTube channel? My answer would be no. I think that it's different. I think that YouTube is a search engine and people go to YouTube looking for how to, right? If you go to TikTok, you can't type how to. If you go to Reels, you can't type how to. So if a person is trying to decide between should I have a YouTube channel or should I be on TikTok and Reels, personally, I would say you should be on TikTok and Reels because you can grow your account and your follower numbers faster, and then you can drive them to your YouTube channel. Because again, like I said, in 6 months, we've got 80,000 followers and we're getting ready to finally hit that threshold of 10,000 followers on Instagram. And it's all because of Reels. Another question that we got is, what are the demographics of people who are usually watching on TikTok? Now, here's the deal with TikTok. TikTok used to be just teenagers, but times have changed. It's about 35, maybe 40% are people are 17 years old and younger. Everyone else is older. Now, you may not see your generation or whatever posting like crazy on TikTok, but they are there watching. And our thing is that we want people that are going there to be entertained, to see our content and to engage with us. Every single day, my inbox is flooded with people that have a business, starting a business. And people aren't starting a business at 16. Typically, some are. They're typically in their 20s. And so I am in the process of mentoring and coaching a ton of people on TikTok about building their businesses, all because they're there to be entertained, but I'm entertaining them through edutainment. Another question that we got was, how are Reels different from IGTV? Well, here's the deal. When I think about IGTV, I think about a long form video. I think about a video that's going to be at least 2 to 10 minutes. I don't really think about a video on IGTV being 15 to 30 seconds. I think that there's a topic and they're going to hit 5, 10, 15 different points there. Whereas Instagram Reels is more of a quote unquote entertainment place. It's a place where you can educate, but it's a lot of entertainment. And so you've got 15 to 30 seconds to make an impression, do something really, really quickly, very much like your Instagram story, except it doesn't disappear within 24 hours. The last question that we got was, what can I do to increase my Instagram page engagement with Reels? Here's the thing. I encourage people to do at least 1 to 2 Reels per day, right? Me personally, I will do one video on Instagram Reels directly, and then I will take a video that I created on TikTok and I will post it to Reels, right? And what does that do? That lets me do cross promoting. And so yes, you can see the TikTok logo in my Instagram Reel, but that also pulls people from Instagram to TikTok, right? And it just really works out that way. But here's, like I said earlier, when you are doing content on Instagram Reels, Instagram is pushing out your content. So the hashtags are gonna help you, but the fact that you're creating Reels in general is gonna help you like crazy, because a lot of people have not decided to use Instagram Reels yet. And Instagram wants to take over. They want to put TikTok out of business, not directly, but it's all business. And so their job is to drive millions of people to the Reels platform to do what it is they want you to do. And so I want to give you guys some assignments, okay? First things first, for those of you guys that are innovators, shakers, and you like to take big risks and learn big things, then I want you to download the TikTok app. I want you to download it. I want you to click edit your profile, change your name and username to whatever your brand name is. So for me, on all social medias, my name is Kenya Kelly. It's all the things. Every single where you go, even on Snapchat, my name is Kenya Kelly. That way people can find me with the same name everywhere. So I want you to come over to TikTok, edit your profile, change your name and your username to your brand name, update all the things. And then I want you to click on the magnifying glass in the lower bottom of the screen, which is the Discover page. And in the search box, I want you to search what your particular industry is. So mine is branding and marketing. So what am I wanting you to do? I'm wanting you to see how people in your industry are producing content on TikTok. And once you can see effective videos, like look at some of the top videos and how they have hundreds and thousands of viewers and comments and likes and all that, and begin to produce content similar to theirs for your particular industry. And so, yes, it's gonna be a learning curve to learn TikTok, but it's gonna be well worth it. Hands down, it's going to be well worth it. If you're not as adventurous, but you're still a slight risk taker, then I want you to go to Instagram and I want you to create your own first reel. Not something from your store, that's the next level down. I want you to go to the Reels app and I want you to click on all the different buttons so you can see how each button works. And then I want you to create an Instagram reel. I want you to post that reel to your story and I want you to let it post to your feed and I want you to watch what happens. And then I want you to continue to do that every single day. At least one Instagram reel every single day of brand new content. And then for those of you guys, you're saying, I don't know, this just seems real complicated. But if you are the one and you create Instagram stories, then here's what I want you to do. I want you to get all dressed up, whatever that looks like for you. And I want you to create one Instagram story that's 15 seconds. That's it. All you can do is 15 seconds. Create that and post it to your story. Then I want you to download that video and I want you to upload it to Instagram Reels. Write a nice caption that way, because you know the captions pull people in. Write a nice caption, post it, and then post your hashtags in the first comment. So if you're a risk taker, I want you to go ahead and go to TikTok and get this party started. And you can come follow me there, Kenya Kelly. If you are a slight risk taker, not quite TikTok taker, risk taker, then I want you to create an Instagram reel. And you can follow me on Instagram too at Kenya Kelly. And then for those of you guys that are like, I'm not quite the risk taker, but I'm going to try this, then I want you to create your Insta story and take that 15 second clip. And I want you to post it to Instagram Reels. And you too can follow me on Instagram at Kenya Kelly. Now listen, I need you to understand something, that this is working. Like, it's working like crazy. I'm telling you, my social media numbers have skyrocketed. And it feels like overnight, although I produce content every single day, so I feel every ounce of that video creation. But it really does work. If you have found yourself stagnant, not a lot of followers coming your way, then it's time to do something different. And also, make sure you have some nice lighting. You can't create videos in dark rooms. So if you have to, get in front of a big window, go to Amazon, grab yourself a nice ring light or something. That way your room, your face, and the whole image that you're putting out there on Reels or TikTok is illuminated, because people love it when your video content looks great, okay? And then we want you to let us know. Let us know how it is working for you. If you listen to this episode and it has been a blessing to you and you're learning and you're growing, feel free to shoot me a quick message on Instagram at Kenya Kelly. I would love to know. It always makes me feel good when I offer tips and you guys enjoy it. But in addition to that, if you want to learn how to truly build your business on TikTok, how to use Instagram Reels, I have two very simple, very low cost mini courses on my website. Just go to kenyakelly.com/courses and you are going to see a TikTok mini course and a Reels mini course. But to stay connected to me and all the things I've got going on, just go to KiaKelly.com and you can get all the things you want to know about me and all the things that you don't. So thank you guys so much for listening to this amazing episode. And please take a risk on you and your brand. Jump on the TikTok and jump onto Instagram Reels.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Black Pod Collective, the podcast, a how-to podcast for podcasters. If you like what you heard today, make sure you subscribe, share, and leave a review. We look forward to welcoming you to the collective.